One that I've been to recently is Emeril's Orlando, which, of course, is one of our highest profile restaurants in town, owned by celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse. I went back to Emeril's Orlando because last year I went and it just didn't seem as good as it used to be in the past. It was one of those experiences where you just walk out going, eh, yeah, it was okay. But then when you consider what you paid for it, which is at Emeril's is a hefty amount. We're talking most entrees are well over $30. When you start to factor that in there, you shouldn't get an eh. You should get, you know, really wow.
Most definitely.
But so, I think they're back. The food I had recently was just the sort of thing that you expect from Emeril's. I had fried green tomatoes with pancetta and arugula, which is sort of their version of a BLT.
Sounds
delicious.
Fabulous.
Yeah, with nice firm tomatoes, just, you know, crisply fried. And the gumbo. Oh, this is what gumbo is supposed to be, that rich, dark roux with wonderful bits of shrimp and seafood and hunks of spicy andouille, with little bits of rice thrown in. That's a meal. That's a meal in itself. But I also, I moved on and had the panned pork tenderloin, which sort of like a pork version of Wiener Schnitzel, just perfectly done. And you end that with bread pudding that is just perfectly custardized and served with a cinnamon ice cream.
Wonderful. Boy, have you just made me hungry.
And then sort of on the other end of the scale, another restaurant that I thought had fallen off and maybe was resting a little bit too much on its laurels was one of our top Vietnamese restaurants, An Hong. And a few years ago, back when I was in charge of giving out the foodie awards, I gave it the Best Vietnamese Restaurant Critic Award. And went a couple years ago, and I just said, what's happened here? This is the food was bland, it was unexciting. The surroundings were a little unkempt, and the service just, it was like they just didn't care that anyone was there.
Oh, no, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it is disappointing. I hate to see a restaurant that has been on top slip like that. Went back a few weeks ago, and it seems like they've just turned the place around. The food was again, had that freshness to it that you expect with good Vietnamese food. The surroundings looked terrific. It was a wonderful experience, and the staff were all friendly and welcoming, and I was glad to see that.
Nice to see a 180 like that.
Absolutely. And then there was one that was just back into the I had at Emeril's a few years ago where you just went, eh. And that's the Thai cuisine restaurant, which is the very generic name for a restaurant that years ago, before we started getting this surge of good Thai restaurants, it was one of the best in town because it was one of the only in town. And it was set up in a little market, you know, just had a few tables in the aisles of the Asian market. And it was just one of those places where you say, this is a great find. Went last week and they've expanded. The market is gone. They kind of punched through to the next door and just made it a bigger restaurant. And it's just average now, and I hate to see that happen too. You know, it's good to go back and check on the restaurants every now and then because a good restaurant can fall, and a restaurant that maybe didn't get as good a review can suddenly step up and start doing the kind of food and service that they're supposed to do. So it keeps everything exciting.
And fresh.
And fresh.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.